Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph Kol Hayad Hamar Belivdeik Benoshim Mushubachas Uvenoshim Hakot Tikotzeitz. A yad here and that touches to inspect. But Isha is a shavach because the more bedikas a woman makes,
didn't
the better.
Didn't you say that it wasn't so good yesterday?
No.
Which
he only
daf?
Said it's Yud Gimel Bar Mitzvah. Today's the Bar Mitzvah of Masach the Nida. It's
but,
a night unfang.
But the whole thing, it says Rashi is tamid. What's meant this tamid? I mean, every 5 minutes she could have OCD. I mean, what I'm just trying to understand the whole dynamics.
They didn't know from OCD in time of Chazal.
So what's meant this?
It means multiple bedikas. So a woman is always making bedikas. This is what you said. Shlomi said yes.
Are we talking about a lady who's OCD Bataris or Stamid lady? What are we talking about?
Stam doesn't say. The Mishnah doesn't say. We have to see. I did not learn the Gemara. I did not want to make a landing today together with you, so we'll see in the Gemara. So it says Koliyat in the top of the page.
Yeah.
Koliyat Marbelivdig Benoshim Yalim Marbelivdig, a woman who touches that Malkoin. So she's touching a Malkoin.
Rosh says it's the first woman involves herself with preparation of Taharis.
Oh, Taharis. Okay, not okay, fine, but she's making a bedik on her body. Mishubachas. Buvanoshim, a man that touches that Malkoin. He Tikotseitz, a person should never touch that Malkoin, but Malkoin is Kodesh. And therefore it can cause whatever.
Where does that come from? Self-explanatory. It's just separate, just the side of.
A woman, that's the whole topic of the land, doesn't stuff. The woman has to be bedik herself to determine if she's in either. She has to make bedikas.
And not a man on a.
No. Shalom lecha. Here, sit right over here. Come right over here.
You mean.
Fall asleep, I'll wake you up.
And not vice versa, a man checking for the woman. That's where it comes in here. The conclusion. Katz's.
The man checking himself, not the woman. A man should not touch the mocha.
But where does that come into the first part of
it's
the Mishnah?
It's a general principle.
Nothing to do with the ratio. The ratio is for the ladies and the safest for the men.
Look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Vanoshim
shaboy
de gatzma." A woman makes a bedikah to determine if she's a nida, if she's dam. If there's dam, she's tamil my frail. Like we know the whole sugya. Rashi, Vanoshim shaboy de gatzma todir be'amosoi. Okay, he's touching his own body. Klar. Shema yetsay mimenu keri. What is the issue here? Not to determine if there's blood from his wife. That was the topic that we had the whole discussion. The first thing that the husband can check if there is dam on his aver, that would mean that his wife was the nida. No, that's not what we're discussing. We're discussing if a person is checking if he is a bal keri, that he has to go to mikvah. He should not touch his body. Why? Tikot seitz. Why shemischamim umargish kishemishtamesh ba'amo. Whenever a person touches that mokam, it causes a reaction. Umaitzi shichva zera levatola, which is a terrible avera.
But later we're going to have, it said one should not touch that place when he goes out to the bathroom, but it says a married man
There's a whole sugi. It does not cause an effect. A woman that touches that makam does not have an effect on her on causing dam to come forth. There's no physical
dam. No, not dam.
No hergish. The Rashi.
Hagosha and zera. There's nothing to do with dam.
Rashi. Look at Rashi. Shemiz das in evadav kishemischamim. The royal carry.
Exactly.
A man has, it causes a reaction.
But not
okay?
By a lady.
Let's, right. A woman.
Nothing to do with dam.
Right. No. Adarabah.
Nothing to do with dam. Not labin. Hagosh over here is not talking about dam.
Right.
Okay, fine.
Exactly.
Talking about zera.
Exactly.
There is no zera by a woman.
That's exactly the point.
There's not mozilla about
tolo. There's no hagosh. There's no arousal
so
by a lady.
So how do you know that when it says over here that it causes dam?
Hagosh is
labin. It's not necessarily so we know as a fact.
Noshim labin.
The place we're talking about this. Let's read the Gemara.
Let's just read very superficially.
We're not concerned about dam. That she's going to touch the dam is going to come out. That's not the concern.
Well, I don't know. There are many people. We're learning the Gemara. Maybe there are many perushim. What exactly does it mean?
We have to know.
Rashi doesn't discuss this. Rashi makes no mention.
Does.
Okay, let's see. No, Maishno
Noshim.
That's a man.
Okay.
So what about a woman? A woman, what is the issue?
The opposite.
And what's the opposite?
That there is no issue. There's no hargosha by a lady.
What would be the hargosha? Let us say, Lulia
Tsuya. If she touches herself, she will bring herself to bring Zera.
There is no Zera.
Exactly, there is no Zera.
So what is there? Dam.
Apparently there is Zera.
Let me give you a marshal. Listen, let me say my piece.
You're the one who said it.
Let me say my piece. Hello. Let me say my piece. Let me say, a woman, there's a halacha, if a woman, a person proposes to a marriage, he proposes, will you marry me? Like on television, will you marry me?
No.
And the woman says yes. She's not allowed to get married immediately. She has to wait. Why? There's a halacha, shulchan aruch. There's a chashash when the woman gets excited that she's getting married, right. It causes a hergish, which may cause her to become a nida. That's the halacha. A man proposes marriage to a woman, and she says yes, she's not allowed to get married. Because the excitement can cause her to come blood.
My mother used to tell me, being nervous before the wedding, but I didn't even know excitement also could cause
proposal.
The Tosus here says often. Just look at Tosus, this is over here.
Tosus
over here. Va'oid, smack in the middle of Tosus. Va'oid, nihi nami doi mafkidoi apiru.
Which Tosus?
The small print, the second Tosus.
Nosh dab negash ninu rabbeinu tam. The farish, kum nosh mem sham shus bemoi, chayinu shichas vishar nosh mem sham bedos visham dab lo mifkidoi apiru riva. Yesh, amnik heaven to labinez, iso herigosh ninu afilu havi mergishois, lepesh vedo tam, kosh rab yochanan ben biroiko, titanya, Al shneim nemar pru revu vioidin dihi nam delo mifkedu apiru veriv yola hashcha zera
hokshulish
lecholat shabitoyer v'yesh loim so single v'yesh loim zera v'yesh loimar the high new time with the shadosh lelo marzius bebefnim v'shamu derech laharzia aval anoshim marzia bebechutz ve'in derech lazrisham. So your thing over here is causing zera levatala.
Is there any issue for a woman to be married?
Exactly. Okay, it says Hargosh over here that the lady, she could touch herself and check, do bedikas, and there's no Hargosh of no concern of Zera.
Being Moitzi Zera Levatala. We never heard of a woman, of a Zera by a woman.
Welcome to the anatomy of women. You know, you see it before. She is.
But
he
says,
Bafnem.
A woman Bafnem. Has 400 eggs.
Exactly.
Bafnem. And if that egg every single month prepares itself to be fertilized. And if it does not fertilize, it turns into blood.
We don't have to get graphic over here, but at the end of the day, the bottom line is the woman has.
Okay, fine. Bafnem. Now, let me just point out a halacha, two halachas in Shulchan Aruch, two halachas. One agad and one var halacha. A woman that accepts proposal for marriage is not allowed to get married. It's halacha and Shulchan Aruch for 7 days. She has to be, but
automatically
why?
Automatically.
No, we don't know. It's a chash. Because there's an excitement.
Okay.
And that excitement can trigger her becoming a nida. Oh, what are you talking about, right? Number two. Vatischalchal hamalka me'oid. Esther hamalka. She went into the Mechach Sherosh.
It's a nida.
The mom is a parsa nida. What was her zman? It was her veses? It was her zman? Terry says that the nervousness, the terror of going in, what was on the line, caused her to...
That is Duvegan terror. Like, Bedikas is not a terror.
Vatischalchal hamalka me'oid. Melamed sheparsa nida. So what do we see? We see over here that blood, the dam nida, can be triggered even when it's not the derech, her natural cycle of 30 days. I brought you two rayos.
Okay, but it's not caused by Hagosha.
But maybe the problem, you think...
The problem with the Lashon Hagosha is because we know, Ligabe, a lady becoming anida, if she has a Hagosha, we know that that's a serious...
Dayashaita.
That's a very serious...
Dayashaita.
Hagosha is automatically connected with a lady becoming anida, but that's not what we're talking about over here.
We're causing here to artificially have a dayashaita.
No. We're not concerned that she's going to be mischamemes atzma due to touching herself, and the same concern you have by a man is not going to be by a lady. Period.
If a man is mischamemes, it leads lechitzi zera levatol.
But by a lady, by her hagosha, her touching is not
the
going
best
to
that we know. Al derech hateva is al derech hateva. A woman does not have zera.
True.
There's no such thing. She has the egg. Because she's saying the egg is the zera. The zera. So you say, so when she's...
Is it passing the Torah? Is she conceived? Is Yom HaZachar?
Ki sazria means she conceives.
Let's go weiter.
You don't want to listen to weiter.
I taught high school biology.
I want to hear.
The X chromosomes and the Y chromosomes and the men. They
That was old. That was the old days.
It goes outside by the women. It stays inside.
Chazal said the Ish has a Yetzer on the outside, a woman has the Yetzer on the inside. Mm-hmm. A man has a much greater Yetzer than a woman, because the man's on the outside. All right, you know what? Let's go weiter. Keshem shemekabel schar hadrisha kach mekabel schar al haprisha. Ad kan hakofa aleph.
Right, the Gemara.
Vaita. Maishna noshim, maishna noshim, noshim, glabrin es hargoshninu, mishubochis. Anoshim, divne hargoshninu, tikotsets. Frekting moyachi, my area marbe, kilo marbe nami, even a mashuhu, even if you're not marbe, even once, even once. And for the Gemara, ki ketani marbe, ah, noshim. The aleph, it's not a noshim, it's ah. Noshim. Wow. We're going on the women.
What is marbe?
In abundance. Do it many, many times. If a man is not allowed to touch himself even once. Even once.
Yeah.
So why does it over here marbe? Marbe? If a man is marbe, it's no good. But if he's not marbe, he touches himself occasionally, it's not so bad. What are you talking about? You're not allowed to touch yourself even once. Your whole life. And they said, Rabbeinu HaKadosh, he never ever, his whole life, put his hand where it didn't belong. Once, his whole life. So what does it mean, marbe? And for the Gemara, you're right. A man, in Echana, not even once. When it says the word marbe, marbe is going on, ah, kama,
wow.
Noshim. What's wow?
No, it's funny that ah, noshim means
ah, noshim, ah, noshim. What else does it mean over there? Ah, noshim, going on the women. Vaita, tana, within the b'raisa, b'medram, b'orim l'nyin shichla zera. If a man sees Zoiv, which we really do not know, Bizman Azeh, all the places can say that we do not know Bizman Azeh, what Zoiv is Zoiv something that exists today?
It's even stronger, Toma.
No, well, no, that right. So if you see two Re'ois, if a man sees two Re'ois even in one day, he has to sit Zayin Nikiyim and be Toyevul in a Mayon, in a fountain, not in a regular mikvah.
So
let's say now a man needs to be Boidik himself for 7 days. To make sure that he's naki for 7 days, zayin nikiyim. So then it's meshubach. Aval inyan. If a man is in a matzav Rashi, there is no Rashi over here. There is linyan ziva. Sheyatza zoyv mimen. If a roitza lived a kidei limes riyos shtayim. No, I think not the 7 nikiyim, not zayin nikiyim. Shtayim lituma v'sholosh lekarbon. 2 riyos. He's a zov gadol. And 3 re'iyos is called the zobari. Also has to bring korbanos. Zoiv, that what is Zoiv Rashi tells us? What is Zoiv? Zoiv demel lemei botzek, shel se'oirim of barley, ubon mi besar hames, and it comes from dead flesh. There's dead flesh in the person's body. Uveshichva zera, ubon mi besar hachai, ukeshura kiloivin beitza, it is as a consistency. The word keshura here means a consistency, like the loiv in the white of an egg, she'ena muzaras, that has not been fertilized. Okay, whatever this is, we do not know what this is, and that's, okay. I told you, we had a hold on this, I'm not going to repeat it now. And that's one of the reasons why that a person is not, the G'dayim says, should not go on the Harbayis, because the Harbayis is Machna Leviyah, and even though Tommy Mace is allowed to go on Machna Leviyah, on a Zov, is not allowed to go on Machane Levia. How do we know Bizman Hazeh that we are not Zavim? How does a man know two times?
He's
a Zayinikim. Three times in a carbon. A man is worse than a woman. A woman needs three times to be called a Zava. A man only needs to see Ziva twice, even on the same day.
Right.
Even on the same day, two times makes a zav, a full zav.
Within the same day, two times.
Even the same day, two times.
Even
in one day, if he has two riyos, two sebris in one day, becomes a full fledged zav.
So what's the problem? He goes to the spring and he gets himself.
So yeah, he has to have zayin nikiyim.
Two times he has to have zayin nikiyim.
Yes, he does. If he has sees it two times, he has to wait 7 days and sees nothing for 7 clean days.
Right, but
and then he has to go, and then he has to go to a mayon.
Okay, so that you could every,
what? So a man has to go, has to be chai. If he wants to go to Harbayis, if he wants to clean out his zav.
So there's no paraduma.
What?
So there's no
you don't need. The so Harbayis is Machane Leviyah. Mm-hmm. Machane Leviyah, a Tomei Mace is allowed to go Machane Leviyah. You're allowed to go Machane Leviyah.
Okay,
but not a zav. A zav is not allowed to go Machane Leviyah.
You said zav gedoyla.
A zav gedoyla, two rios. Two rios. Even one.
A zav is worse than a Tomei
Mace. Yes. Yes, a zav is not allowed to go Machane Leviyah. A Tommy Mace is allowed to go Machane Leviyah. Yach Yosef, it's Atzmos Yosef, Ima b'mechitzasai. A Tommy Mace can go on the Harbayis.
What's that pasuk again?
Which pasuk?
Imoi?
Vayikach Yosef, Arich Moshe, it's Atzmos Yosef, Imoi.
The beginning of Shalach.
Imoi b'mechitzasai. The bones of Yosef were in the mechitz of Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe was a Levi. Machane Leviyah is the Ferish HaChazal. It's a halacha. So a lot of gedolim say is that no one today can know for sure.
But he's asking a good question. You could toivel yourself in the mind.
That's right. So some people talk do that. Some of them observe Zayin Nikiyim. They observe. You don't even know what it means. Why the banyas? Go to the Mediterranean. Why the plenty of places? Go to the beach. You go to the beach. Plenty of places all over the place. So, do you even know how to do bedikah for 7 days? Does a person mizmanah say know how to do bedikah? So tell me, they come back and tell you what to do. So being that today we don't know.
He knows that he is a zoiv.
Some will tell you that zoiv is a spiritual type of emission. Doesn't apply mizmanah zeh. Doesn't exist.
Okay, by a woman,
I tell you, we're not going to discuss this. He does not touch himself. He uses a stone or a piece of pottery. Boydik, it's permitted. Uvematlis loy. In fact, the Gemara Valus loy, the only thing that a person allowed to go use is a tsror.
We're talking about a woman?
A man.
Oh, man.
A man is not allowed to be biting himself if it's not an ishtakut azach.
Why does he have to be biting himself?
This is carry. Maybe he's tummy. He wants to know if he's a bal carry. A bal carry is not.
Back then, you were mechut to go to a mikvah.
Avada, even today, to Tfilas Ezra. Avada.
No, but it's not like a bottle. Okay.
What? It's not necessarily a bottle. It's not, there's no chiv to go, but a person is a very big mile.
No, 100%.
In fact, the Gemara, so the person can be better with a tzor, with a pebble rock, or a piece of pottery. In fact, the Gemara, does that imply with a matless loy? You're not, that using a matless, a cloth. A matless is the equivalent of an aid. An examination loy.
Someone's probably
lost
a talus.
What? Show you that
talus almost.
Correct. Yes, mamish, a talus. That's right. A shmato loy. Oh, v'yatanya. Somebody gets a matlis v'chovod of a shereit sekidam. It says beferish that a person is allowed to be biting himself with it. Just don't use your feet. Don't touch. Don't make physical contact. There should be a hefzik between yourself and the aver. And the Gemara in Chanami, there are two different types of matlis.
Yes.
There's the Turkish talus. And there is
forgive me, I don't mean to be graphic, but if it's not kosher, Aver, why would it have to be boydik?
It causes, even though it's not, it will mean the hergish will cause it to be kosher and cause it later.
No, in general, why do you have to be boydik?
He's choshed. I don't, Yoker, I really don't know what this means exactly. The man is concerned that it may have happened, he doesn't know for sure, that he may have had an emission. And somehow, we're not familiar with this, and I don't want to be familiar with this.
Yeah.
Somehow, there's a way for a person to be boidik himself, whatever the technique is, I have no idea, and I don't want to know. There's a way to be boidik himself to determine if he's a balkari. He's a balkari. What? If he's a balkari. And therefore, the Moses says, so he should not, therefore, if he's doing it, it's mashubach, but he should use a tsrar.
Okay.
But and, as well as the Moses maskana, there are two different types of matlis.
Yeah.
A matlis ovo. And a matlis that's not over. A matlis of is good, and a matlis not of is no good. And the Gemara says, because of my body, be matlis of. Like Abayi said elsewhere.
What's the lesson?
Bechol
dover, shiitz. What's that lesson? Bechol dover. Anything.
Anything which means it's tsar. Well, as long, I guess it's similar. I'm assuming bechol dover, shiitz, as long as it's similar to a matlis.
This matlis
that
we're asking about is about shichva zera or about zov?
Shichva zera.
Yeah, we're talking about
zera. Yeah, a zov, you can use something that is soft. That's it. When it comes to a zov, the Gemara did not give any limitation. Only because it was there. Gemara.
So with the white material, that could cause...
just touching a person's body can cause in the future. Even
no, but he says, and yeah, but he's mechalik. He makes a distinction between a thick ova, one,
right.
Matlis.
If it's ova, it's thick, so it's not going to cause him to be mitzi shechva. It's not going to. But if it's thin,
why?
Then the mitzi, because I guess because his
like
hand,
there's
very little hefsek between himself.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, malus raka mischamemes
uma.
Similar. You have a chavin. Gewalda.
I know what to want, but
Weiter. Itmar.
Yeah.
Vehech itmar. Where did Abaye say this chiddish that there's a chiddish between the Ave? Aho. The Tznan. Hayechel b'truma v'hergish. A person was eating truma. V'hergish sheniz da zeyu evarov. He had a sensation that his limbs began to move. Oichez ba'mosoi bolei esachuma. So what? So a person, in other words, he's getting a sense now that Zera is coming. So what should he do? He should prevent it from coming by you by being oiches. Okay? That's what it says in the Braisa. He should be oiches ba'mosai to prevent the zera from... Again, we're not going into any details, obviously, because I have no idea what this all this means exactly. But whatever it means is a technique that a person can do to prevent the zera from coming forth. So therefore, he should be... He has in his mouth truma. If he allows the shichva zer to come out, he'll be an avatoma. And if he has in his mouth truma, and he swallows it, he's chayv misa b'dei shemayim.
Okay.
Because you're not allowed to swallow truma when you're in a state of truma. So what should he do? He should prevent for the next few moments the zera from coming forth by doing a technique.
Spit out the truma.
Exactly. What? No, I mean, it sounds to me like over here.
It seems that it's not so easy. First of all, spitting out the truma is a bezoin to the truma.
Speaking of where it's the truma would be inedible if the coin were...
Exactly. It would be it's a bezoin to the truma.
Otherwise,
the
inedible is the preferred.
Right. So therefore, the best thing over here is the preferred...
So it would be inedible as well. So
the preferred method is...
You're not allowed to waste truma.
But I'd rather waste truma than be mechui mizu b'dei shemayim. What is it?
So you do have a better way.
The preferred technique to solve all your problems is to prevent the zera from coming forth and to swallow the truma before it happens. Ubaleya esa truma. Frech the Gemara, what? You're telling the person to employ a technique to prevent it from happening by being oiches.
Oiches, question.
It's because this was the chait of the Dor HaMabul. The chait of the Dor HaMabul was they were moitzi zera levat hawa. Ki hishchis kol boser darkoi al aris hishchis kol boser darkoi.
Achas havanis.
What?
One of the averis.
One of the averis.
One of the main averis.
One of the averis. And the nechtam gzar din el al hagezel.
That's why the water is boiling.
Right.
So here's where Abayis said his chiddush, that the solution over here is b'matlis ova. That is the solution when it says oiches to prevent this from happening. He's oiches with a matlis ova. It's not oiches biyodayim. He's oiches with a matlis ova. So just like Abayi over here said, the technique is matlis ova. Likewise, in our Gemara, where we also had a matlis, and it says that it's mutter, it means a matlis ova. And when we learn matlis, is going to be osur, a matlis raka. Rav Amar another means, I feel the matlis raka, a sof matlis, kevon de okar. Sadakasha. Because it's not going to have an effect. It's since already. Now, what's the
Rashi?
Since
the zera is coming, it's coming. But it's not.
I'm sorry. In this case.
That's it.
In this case, it's already too late.
Zera is not going to make more zera come out.
In this case, when a person has shum in his mouth, so therefore, since they're ready in the matzav, kevin dokar okar b'mila. Effectively, more v'abaye chayish no. So why does Nabaye give the same?
What is he accomplishing? By touching
he can swallow his truma.
He's preventing it. He's preventing the zera from coming forward so he can still swallow. So, fracting Mara such as. So, the Rav is a Gvaldi answer. So, why didn't Abaye give the same answer as Rava via Abaye? Chai yeshtum osse la sufe. No, because even though Taka it was okar. But if it uses a matlis raka, it will cause more. Verava, why doesn't Rava say the same? Why isn't Rava concerned about more? Verava, lechayish. Rava is not chayish that it will cause more. Dilma slasufe. He's not chayish. It's not so. That a person, even if he's in a matziv where zera is coming forward, he should not touch because it causes more. It's like a person puts his finger in his eye, it causes tears to come forth. If he keeps his finger there, more tears. The longer the finger is there, the more tears will come forward. Likewise, a person is oicheiz ba'ama, it will cause more. So the question over here falls back on Rava. So Abayi says, don't do it, you're causing more. So Rava says, we're not concerned. The Rava, kol achmume v'hodu achmume b'shaite loishlich. No, he says it's not a mashal. He says, b'shaite, it's one word in. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, loishlichiach, V'chi ketani lemoz. What's the mashal? We have to understand the difference in the mashal. The mashal says it happens. You can't deny the mashal. There is a mashal that says the more person touches, the more there will be zera, just like putting a finger in the eye. And a rabbi says, no, you can't compare. What do you mean you can't compare? The Gemara says we do compare. And for Rashi, v'chi ketani lema zedoyme ditchilasoi lo yotze elo al yidei mishmo sho'ever. It's very, very graphic. We're not going to go into any detail, obviously. But the point over here is that there are different types of mashalim. When it says that with the inyan of ayin, that's where nothing was yet okar. There was no akira yet. So the more a person is memashmesh, the more of an akira will come forward later. But when it says that there's no, once already happened, already happened, rather than it's already too little, too late already, that's when already was akar. So then there's nothing to discuss. Okay, we clear with that?
Yeah.
Good. Vait, next sugya. Gufam. Ama gufa rabbi lozo oimer ko oiches ba'ama mashlim kilo mev mabal yolam amul amul rabbi liyaza vahloi nitzaitzais nitazin al raglov v'ner kichrush shofcha. But if a person goes to the Beis HaKisei, we discussed that. And if
back then it was an outside, there was no indoor plumbing.
If he's not going to, if he's not, that's a Pelta Gemara. If he's not going, I guess they did not wear shoes. Oh, they had open toe shoes.
Yeah.
And if a person is not going to be oiches ba'ama to direct the meiraglayim away from his body, people will suspect that he's not a healthy person. And when there'll be nitzaitzais on his feet, and they're going to suspect that he's a kurus shofra.
I don't know if people did this in public.
Maybe, I don't know. I really don't know.
Mashton?
Yeah.
They did privately, but then they came back to the base manager, came back to wherever they were. Came to
maybe
the
they did publicly
the
also.
Market.
They could be they
so why don't you just dry your, take a towel and dry yourself up? And who's looking at your feet?
They did the lazy mashton.
People looking at people's feet.
Another thing, people went barefoot.
In order to understand this sugya, the only way to understand this sugya is to go back in a time machine and to see the culture they lived in. We have really no clue of understanding this world because we live in a very different world. Okay, we have modern plumbing. One of the greatest blessings of this century is modern plumbing.
I would say that one of the greatest of this century is our final event.
Oh, come on. Modern plumbing. What is the greatest blessing of the century? Modern plumbing.
They haven't modernized it in a long time.
Indoor plumbing, washing machines. What else? A few years.
Air conditioning.
Air conditioning.
Yeah. Okay, there.
Cars?
No, not cars. Cars are a curse. Cars are not a good thing. People know people die because of cars. Not even believe.
Same thing. Smartphones also a curse.
It's also a curse. much better without this. Much better without the smartphone. Much better. What? No, not even cell phones. Who wants cell phones? All right, let's start with
time. People have to go outside to
outdoor plumbing.
Defecate.
All right, whatever the case is, let's not get graphic. Let's go weiter. The point over here is if a person is not permitted to use his hands when he's in the Beis HaKisei, then there's going to be a very big problem because there's going to be nitzaitzais on his toes, on his feet, and people are going to take note of this, and they're going to suspect that he's not capable of having children, and they notice that he does have children standing by his side. They're going to say that mamzerim, that his wife had these children from someone else.
Getting carried away a little bit.
What? I'm not getting carried away. This is what says Gufa.
The Gemara, because it's like, you know,
Gufa, Nachmal, Amar Leza, my colleagues, Mashen, Kilo, maybe Mabel Leza, Amar Leza, Rebel Leza, Vahalini Tzaitzai.
On the contrary, the people who don't have it on their feet, they're the ones that have the problem. That shows they're being Eichis Ba'ama. They're the ones. You got a problem. Don't look at me, man, with my Nitzaitzis. You're the one. Since you don't
let's
have
Nitzaitzis.
Everybody would have Nitzaitzis.
For some reason, this Gemara brings out the best in all of us.
Yeah. Everybody, L'Chaira, should have. If,
everybody has an opinion.
These are Torah.
What's that about Mamzerim?
But we learned about Mitzia. I didn't see such excitement.
These are Torah people. These are Torah people. They see Nitzaitzis. It sounds like Nitzaitzis Shal Kedusha. They see, obviously.
Nitzaitzis Kedusha?
Exactly. Exactly, Nitzaitzis Shal Kedusha. Because they know that this is the Halacha.
Special kedusha. What are we learning here?
Hello, they're looking at these people and say, Baruch Hashem, this guy is Hashem and Torah Mitzvahs. A guy who doesn't have the tzitzis, he's the one who's got the problem.
No chamol. Let's see the Rashi. I said it right. They say
the says this?
He's a mamzer. They said this was mamzerim. Shachin mamzerim. Amalohem. So what did he say? Mutav sheyetzi and gvaldik. That's taka right. Mutav sheyetzi laz al banav shein mamzerim ve al yasa atzmer rosha shachas nel magam hafle vefela. Don't make yourself a rosh shachas. Don't touch. Don't touch, and you make yourself a rosha shachas
so
nel magam.
So forgive me. That, so what about paper? I mean, paper doesn't go away. Back then, they didn't have paper.
What? I don't. Let's go by it. Obviously, very obviously, halacha lemaisa bisman hazeh. The oilam does not appear, from what my impression, to be nizhar in these inyanim ad kidei kach. What it said, the average person. I'm not talking about obviously they're gedolei yisrael, but the average person, from the impression that I get, is not machmir in these inyanim to the degree that it says in Shulchan Aruch.
Oh, I see. Rabbi Kanchol, I see Meirag Liam near the urinals on the floor.
You better go check out their kids.
I don't say that their children are mamzerim.
Okay, so
that's maybe.
I told you that in order to understand this, different. You have to go back and understand all the society. In any event, the Movie here says emerges. This is a half of the Gemara that a better a person. What did the Gemara say? You have most of the Gemara. It's half of the fella. Motov shayotzi laz albanav. Better people to say that his children are. There's no greater insult to say that your children are mamzim. That is the ultimate insult you can possibly say to a person in this world. The ultimate. This is like the spitz of the spitz. This is with the cherry on the top.
To say what? Your children are mamzerim?
To say about someone that your children are mamzerim. This is the ultimate insult. This doesn't get better than this.
But a mamzer could still get an aliyah.
A mamzer? No. Would they give mamzer an aliyah? Would they give an aliyah?
He could be a kain gadol. Mamzer kain gadol.
Kain gadol amaret.
I'm sorry. Mamzer tamal chacham's kain gadol amaret.
This man knows.
It means you give him both aliyahs and one goes first.
Kain gadol, you don't have a cholol if he was a kain. You couldn't have kati. Mamzer can't be a kain altogether. Mamzer can't be a kain.
Sounds like they both get aliyahs.
What?
Mamzer tamal chacham.
For money, don't worry. For money, you get anything you want. For money, you get anything. For money, you'll get anything. Right. And for no money, even if you're the kain gadol, they won't let you inside.
This guy gets a lot of aliyahs because he's a
balkore,
you know.
They right. Like to give aliyahs to the balkore. The nims of most of the Bible, the movie says an incredible gemara.
So forgive me. How are they going to be chayshim him that he's a crush off on? Therefore,
if he's not going to be allowed to be oichas amosai.
In order for it
so
not
it's
to,
going to cause
to direct the,
it's going to cause the tzaitis will be on Raglov.
Right.
When he comes out of the base like he said, people take note that there are the tzaitis on Raglov, they're going to suspect that it's a krush shofra.
That it's come from somewhere else, not from.
It means that there's something physically wrong with him.
I see.
And
okay.
Then how could he have children, this person? But yet he does have children.
I got it.
So his wife was Mizane. So let people talk and say that. Better
it's a pillow was. It's a panel because he said you clean it before you come in public.
I don't know the answer. I don't know. Maybe I don't know the answer.
Yeah.
So what is the answer?
Where's the toys?
The toybar. The yishav shei biyadai. The mitzvah is not going to be a lot. It's not going to help. You're not going to be able to clean yourself properly. You're not going to be able to clean yourself properly.
Interesting.
Okay? It's not going to help. Vayit the Gemara. There's a solution. The solution is that the Beis Hakisei has to be constructed in a way where there will be no nitzaitzeis.
Rabbi Elazar,
Efsha Yamad Adam, person can stand the Makam Gavoah, the Yashtin, or Yashtin, the Efer Tichoyach. Offer the chayek soft earth where there will not be any nitzaitzeis. The Al Yasa Atzmei Rosh Hashachas of Nemakam. Hey, Omar Loi Bereish. Now we give two answers. Frag the Gemara, which we have two. One answer is, the first answer was, good, Enoch Hanami. let people say about him that his children are mamzerim better than being a rasha shachas.
Right.
And answer number two, he said, there is a solution. Which one did he say first? Hey, amalu bereish ilim. The first one, amalu bereish basad, amalu asura, hada amalu takanta. It's impossible. Once you already paskin that it's osur, and you said it's tak, too bad for you, too bad, let people say about the person that you're no good. It's not logical that he retracted and gave a heter. Rashi says takanta. Yashin al gabi offered the chuch the mashma the ileka honey ye echoiz ba'am. Because what's the kasha? What's the Rashi? Very important diak. Well, so what? What's there is the takana? The takana is mashma. This is very important. You say here. Rashi opens up our eyes to empower the yisoid. When he gave the second answer that there's a takana, the takana is to stand among gavoa or to be mashed off an offer tichoyach. Let's say you don't have offer tichoyach. Let's say you do not have a makam gavoa. Then you are allowed to be oichez ba'ama.
Mm-hmm.
That is the
You know that?
That's Rash implication. Because since he's not saying it outright that it's osur, you have to think about this. Since he's not telling you that it's osur, you have a problem. People are going to accuse you of having mamzerim, that your children are mamzerim. So he said, I have a solution. What is the solution? Makam gavoa or ofer tichoyach? So the fact that you're searching for a solution leads us to conclude, okay, you can argue with this, but this is what Rashi says. I can't argue with Rashi, but Rashi is saying this yisoid, you have to understand this, it's hard yisoid to digest, that since we're searching for a solution, I'm giving you a solution. If this solution does not work for you, you can be mekel. You can make, because you're right, the kash is so stark, we do not want a person walking out into the street with people suspecting him of having bun and mamzim. It's not a good thing for society. So it's mash and it's mutter. But the rule is...
Because he didn't stop at saying it's usur.
Usur, right. Since he gave you a solution, and the fact... So when you cannot make use of this solution, in a chanami...
Well, I'm really saying that, but people will...
That's the implication. This is Rashi. Yeah. Rashi, based upon the Gemara's Kasha, Rashi is telling us a Mertika Chiddush, that when he gave the solution, the implication of the solution is that if the solution does not work for you, it's mutter to be oiches ba'ama. But in the first answer, he said it's osur. So now, once a person says that it's osur, it's beyond the point of return. Why is that the case? I don't know, but that's the Mitzias. The Mitzias is... the what?
The other way around.
Oh, let's see the Gemara. Let's see the Gemara inside. So, which one did he say first? I lost the place over here.
Hey,
Amalubresha. Ile, I'm the Kamaisa Amalubresha. Boss, really? Bossar, the Amaluhu Isura, Hoda Amaluhu Takanta?
Right.
And according to Rashi, the Takanta means Hetera. Basically, it turns into a Takana. Heter.
Right.
Ha, Oma, Ha, Elo. You can't do that. Why can't you do that? Rashi doesn't say.
Because Rashi will come out of it that you didn't really
intend to. Rashi seems to say that once you pass and that it's also the books are closed. There's no way of going back. So the Gemara says, you know, the answer must be Ella Ha Amalu Bereisha. This is what he said. He told him Bereisha first. The Takana. They told him the Takana. Yeah? I'm giving you a solution. The Amru Lei Ein Loi Makam Gavoa. That everything comes together. The Afar Tichoyach Mai Amalam. Oh! In other words, we misunderstood. What do we misunderstood? Let's clarify.
If not,
in other words,
then it's nothing you can do.
What I said was not telling you. We're playing two sides. When someone gives you an Eitzah, you can learn the Eitzah two ways. I'm giving you, you have a problem. So let me give you an Eitzah. What do you mean to say when you give someone an Eitzah? But let's say that Eitzah does not work for me. I'm giving you a solution.
Yeah.
Okay, that solution, it might be good for him, but that solution doesn't work for me. So what am I supposed to do then? So you can say...
Absolutely be strict, he's telling
you. Then you can say, it's too bad. Or you can say, no, if the solution doesn't work, then you can be Makel. In other words, when you give a person a solution, you're not really answering the question. I have a problem. What should I do? Is it mutter or asa? I go to the Pesach. The Pesach gives me a solution to avoid the issue.
Avoid the issue.
To avoid the issue.
Right.
Okay, very nice. You've avoided the issue, but you still did not paskin for me mutter or asa. So in the Hav Amina, so here's the Gemara saying, the whole lamedus.
If you say it's a whole lamedus.
If originally you paskin asur, asur, it's forbidden, forbidden, there's nothing you can possibly do. So then, why now are you giving me an Eitzah? You told me it's categorically forbidden. So what are you coming now to avoid the issue?
Because
so the fact that you're coming now to give me a solution, it must, the implication is that since you already told me that it's asur, and now you're coming to give me a solution, the implication is it's really mutter. It's really, you have to know where you're coming from. If I come to you and I say, and you say, I have a solution. No, I don't want you to have a solution. I want you to know it's also in every single situation.
If
don't
the children all look
don't
like,
look for solutions.
If the children all look like the father, so you.
Oh, that's no, that's another issue. Yeah. First of all, children and father is not a raya because the Chazal say that whatever the woman is machashev is what the child looks like. Okay, you have a woman that's with her husband and is thinking about the man next door, and the children look like the guy next door.
If that's the case, I'm Sarah.
Not a raya.
Yitzchak like Avram. Maybe so was thinking about why we would have been afraid. Let's
not go over there. The point over here, that's not our topic. It's not that. Here's the point. Where are you coming from? If originally paskin, it's usr. So it's usr. I'm not giving you solutions. I'm telling you, don't avoid it. Engage. Engage in the problem. And the answer is usr, 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 usr. I come back to you the next night. I say, I have a solution for you.
So it's an usr solution.
So if I'm coming to give you a solution after I already told you that it's usr, the implication is that when you can't find the solution, then it's going to be mutter. But that's impossible. Because once you paskin something is usr, in time of Chazal, they never went back and changed their mind. If a Rav said it's usr, it's a one-way street. So what's the Gemara's answer? First, he told them that I have to avoid the issue. So when you tell a person avoid the issue and you have not yet given them a psak halacha in advance that it's asur and mutter, you just say avoid the issue, you basically didn't answer the question. I didn't answer the question. Avoid the issue. But let's say I can't avoid the issue. So now let me tell you, if you can't avoid the issue, it's talking to be asur. That's the sequence of the Gemara. If you're going to tell me that you start out telling a person that it's asur, and then you go and you give him a solution. Why give me a solution? Why give me a solution? You already told me that it's usur. It must be I'm changing my mind. I'm giving you a solution. And when the solution is not going to work, it's going to be mutter. But you told me that it's usur. That doesn't make any sense. You don't find Rabbanim in the Gemara changing their mind. They're not politicians. They don't flip-flop. You say something, it is what it is. So the only way to make sense of the Gemara is to say they came to ask a shaila and the Rav paskind. It's a good shaila. I don't want to paskin. You know what you do? Avoid the issue. Avoid the issue. The fellow says, okay, but I can't. I need a psak halacha. Eibazay, if you can't avoid the issue, it's asur. That's the Gemara's maskana. Okay, you got it?
Yep.
He told him first the takanta. Frech the Gemara, what's so terrible?
What is he asking?
Why? Going back to the beginning of the Gemara. The beginning of the Gemara. Why is it such a dover chomer ad moed not to be oiches ba'ama?
Oh, it's not talking about this.
And ad kidei kach, that it's mutov that a person should say about his children, mamzeim, v'kol kach lama. The Gemara is, what's the reason? Lama mnei, shemaitzi shechvazera levatol. What's so terrible? D'yom ab yochrem kolam maitzi shechvazera levatol chayv misa. Hoo hoo. You know what it says? Shenemar vayera eren oinon. Vayera be'ene Hashem asher osa vayomos gam oisoi.
That was a unique situation. He was dashbim v'fnim v'zoyim v'chutz.
It doesn't matter. He did it. I understand. He did it. That the Gemara says he did it.
I understand, but they ask about it. There's nothing in the Torah specifically that tells you it's also the Mitzvah Zeh Levatola. This is a situation.
Is it?
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. You're saying good. Look, I remember saying this.
By the way, they were very young. The Raman talks about they were very young. How come they got such oinish? They were like underage.
Well, whatever it is. Look, in the world of halacha, I want to clarify one important point. There's the world of Kabbalah and the world of halacha. The Litvish Olam, typically the variant of the world of halacha, there are three averis chamuris. Avoy de Zara, Gili Araya, Shvichas Tamim. Shechva Zer Levatola does not even register on the chart. It doesn't even exist. It's in Yoni Kabbalah, don't go there. There are three. In the Olam of Kabbalah, Avoy de Zara, Gili Araya, Shvichas Tamim, not so bad. It's like talking during davening. There'll be a Gilgal, will come back. This world doesn't come to an end. This is the worst of the worst. This is a very interesting insight. This defines, this inyan that we just learned today, defines the difference between Olam HaKabbalah, Olam HaTorah HaNistar, and Torah HaNigla. In Torah HaNigla, this whole topic doesn't exist. This whole thing, mamish, doesn't exist. It's not lahalocha. I mean, it's a lahalocha. The kedusha, the tahara, it's not lahalocha. But it's when it says chayiv misa, you don't find any bezdin bizman hazeh. You never ever heard of such a thing bizman hazeh. A bezdin putting someone to death because he did this avera.
This is mizu b'deshamayim.
Okay, but you never heard someone. When it comes to Torah HaNistar, Avodah Zarah Gilei Arayos Shvichas Damim, it's not so bad. You killed someone, no, he'll come back as a Gilgal. A Gilei Arayos, no. What else is.
A Gilei Arayos, Mulvah Shein Lech Yechaliska.
No, not this. This is the.
Mom says Mulvah Shein Lech Yechaliska.
Kaddish. How was it afterwards?
We forgot about the Zaf.